If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE. Yesterday, we talked about video game lessons, helping a listener monetize his skill at playing video games. Today, we've got a listener hoping to grow his Instagram following, which, you know, seems easy enough, right? Well, actually, no, not correct, because lots of people struggle with this. So many people are trying to be influencers, or even if you take that noun out of the equation, no label, they're trying to grow their Instagram following. And it's a crowded space with lots of people all trying to attract attention. So a couple different ways we could look at this. You know, we could talk about tactics. You know, here's the best thing you can do this week, which will probably be different next week. And this is better, just in case it's not obvious. Or we could look at the bigger picture. Like, why does someone attract a following in the first place? What is the crucial characteristic? There's probably several of them, but a listener is asking about two characteristics in particular. Knowledge, which we could call authority, or relatability. So relatability is kind of like empathy, just like a personality, somebody you want to pay attention to and also can kind of see yourself, you know, in their shoes. And authority is kind of like credibility. So a couple of different ways to look at it, but these are the two buckets, let's say. Which one is more important? That's what a listener is wondering about. They've got some context that they'll give us. So that detailed question and my answer coming up in just a few seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Richard, and I'm wondering if you can settle a discussion between a friend and me. We're both trying to grow our Instagram followings and eventually monetize through affiliate programs and maybe coaching. Our discussion is about what people want the most when they choose to follow and listen to an expert. Is it the knowledge they have and how they share it, or is it their relatability and approachability? Presumably, you have to have some of both qualities, but if you had to choose, where would you put the emphasis? Thanks.
All right, I love how Richard puts this question, and just listening into it again there myself, I'd forgotten that he used the word approachability, which is also a great word. Okay, so let's say relatability and approachability together. And the last point he mentioned, of course, is key, where you have to have some of both qualities. I don't think you can just have one. But of the two, like, let's give a clear answer. Of the two, I do think that relatability is more important, relatability and approachability, compared to knowledge, expertise, authority. So let's give an example. Richard mentioned Instagram, because that's how he and his friend are trying to grow their audience. I don't think Richard is in the teenage girl makeup space, He might be, but let's assume not. This is a huge market, especially on TikTok and YouTube, in addition to Instagram. But there are a lot of people with large followings, sometimes millions of followers. It's just incredible. So let's assume that all of these personalities, they all know what they're talking about. Let's assume that they all have some degree of expertise. And also that there are lots of other people out there who also have the same level of knowledge. Lots of people who have learned about beauty and fashion and skincare and, you know, all these topics. So now you see why relatability and approachability, Richard's word, is so important. Authority is necessary, but not sufficient. You know, you can't just be approachable and not know what you're talking about. But because so many people know what they're talking about, that's where everything else, you know, all those empathetic skills, and also just consistency in showing up, being conversant, you know, trying to build relationships with your followers, which there's a whole art, you know, to that, building relationships on this one-to-many kind of platform. Now, if the topic were less competitive or more difficult to master, let's say, then perhaps authority would matter much more. And it wouldn't matter as much how approachable the person is because there's not a lot of ways to learn this, you know, or it's just a less competitive space, as I said. But as a general rule, you know, you should always plan on any space becoming competitive. So I would say as a general rule, work on your empathy skills, focus on approachability, practice that kind of stuff, you know, as much as you improve your technical knowledge. So to settle the dispute, I'm going to say, yes, both are important, but I think relatability is more important. That's my two cents. Of course, you may have a different perspective, and if so, that's okay. If you do have a different perspective, or let's say a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them to our global audience of amazing people. Thanks so much for being out there. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.